Grumpy cat in mind. Her name is Jenny Annie Dots. Her coat is of the tabby kind, with tiger stripes and leopard spots. All day she sits upon the stair, or on the step, or on the mat. She sits and sits and sits and sits, and that's what makes a Gumby cat. That's what makes a Gumby cat.
But when the day's hustle and bustle is done, then the Gumby cat's work is but hardly begun. And when all the family's in bed and asleep, she tucks up her skirts to the basement to creep. She is deeply concerned with the ways of the mice.
Their behavior's not good and their manners not nice.
So when she has got them lined up on the matting, she teaches them
music, crocheting and chatting.
I have a Gumby cat in mind. Her name is Jenny Annie Dots. Her equal would be hard to find. She likes the warm and sunny spots. All day she sits beside the hearth, or on the bed, or on my hat. She sits and sits and sits and sits, and that's what makes a Gumby cat. That's what makes a Gumby cat.
But when the day's hustle and bustle is done, then the Gumby cat's work is but hardly begun. And she finds that the mice will not ever keep quiet, she's sure it is due to
irregular diet,
and believing that she sets right to work with a baking and frying. She makes them a mouse cake of bread and dried peas,
and a beautiful fry of lean bacon and cheese.
Her name is
Jenny Annie Dots.
The curtain cord she likes to wind and tie it into sailor knots. She sits upon the windowsill or anything that's smooth and flat. She sits and sits and sits and sits, and that's what makes a Gumby cat. That's what makes a Gumby cat.
But when the day's hustle and bustle is done, then the Gumby cat's work is but hardly begun. She thinks that the cockroaches
need employment
to prevent them from
idle and want to destroy them.
So she's far from that log of disorderly louts, a true of a disciplined, helpful Boy Scouts.
With a purpose in life and a good deed to do,
and she's even created a Venus tattoo.
Thank you. Thank you, my dears.